Let the light shine tonight. And let the darkness flee away. We pray for an anointing upon this meeting. And upon our minds, our will, our emotions, and our desires. We ask, Lord, that something from heaven might come into us and change us. He said that God breathed into Adam the breath of life. And Adam became a living being. We pray tonight, Lord, that the breath of life will come into us and that we might become life-giving spirits. For as we are born the image of the first Adam, so shall we bear the image of the last Adam. Blessed be your name, our God. Give us understanding tonight. Give us inspiration tonight. Give utterance tonight. Give understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn to the book of John. John chapter 19. Praise the name of the Lord. And I will start from verse 16. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, one and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Alors ils le levèrent pour être crucifié. Ils prirent donc Jésus et l'amenèrent. Jésus porta sa croix, arriva au lieu de Cain, qui se nomme en hébreu Golgotha. C'est là qu'il fut crucifié, et deux autres avec lui, un de chaque côté, et Jésus au milieu. Pilate fit une inscription qu'il plaça sur la croix, et qui était ainsi conçue, Jésus de Nazareth, roi des Juifs. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This burden is a word that somehow the Lord has an impression on my heart, you know, to share with the people of God. It's something that has to do with all of us and our relationship with the Word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Because we are approaching the hour of our final deliverance, God is working to take away every obstacle that will limit our ability to experience what He is reserved for us. Now, the Bible tells us that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Hallelujah. Now, if the enemy wants to hinder us from experiencing this full salvation, you know, the plan of God for us is a full salvation. In other words, God wants to redeem us from the totality of what went wrong with man as a result of the fall.
Dieu veut la rédemption de toutes sortes de totalités, la plénitude de tout ce qui est détourné contre le plan de Dieu au commencement.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, because of the fall of man, you know, the soul of man fell into hell.
L'âme de l'homme est tombée au ciel, à l'enfer.
The eyes of the inner man were blinded.
Les yeux de l'homme intérieur ont été aveugles.
We were disconnected from the life of God.
Nous sommes été déconnectés de la vie de Dieu.
Because of the darkness that is in our hearts.
La ténèbre qui est dans notre cœur.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said we are disconnected from the life.
Nous déconnectés de la vie.
Now the purpose of the gospel.
L'objectif de
l'évangile is to connect us again to life.
C'est de nous connecter encore à cette vie.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
To connect you to the life of God.
De te connecter à la vie de Dieu.
When this life touches you,
quand cette vie te touche,
things begin to change.
Tout commence à changer.
It was this same word that God spoke in the beginning.
C'est la même parole que Dieu a parlé.
That began to bring things forth.
Qui a commencé à donner vie aux choses.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The word of God when it touches you.
Quand la parole de Dieu te touche,
he's supposed to do something in you.
Il doit changer quelque chose en toi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thus says, my word must not return void.
La parole de Dieu dit, ma parole qui sort de ma bouche ne peut pas revenir sans avoir accompli.
How come that we hear this word 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years?
Comment est-il possible d'entendre ce de 5 à 10 ans, 15 à 20 ans.
And it looks like we're not changing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, while I was kind of battling with this before the Lord,
quand je me posais ces questions devant Dieu,
praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is this same word. God said, let there be light.
C'est par cette même parole que Dieu a dit que on a la lumière.
And there was light.
Et il y avait la lumière.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God says, let the earth bring forth.
Il demande à la terre de donner des fruits.
The earth did not waste time. The earth brought forth.
La terre a tout de suite donné des fruits.
There is a power in this word.
Il y a la puissance dans cette parole.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the problem?
Quel est le problème?
How can we hear this thing?
Comment est-ce que nous pouvons entendre ce?
And we still remain the same.
Et rester le même.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So God began to show me a mystery.
Dieu a commencé à me montrer un mystère.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That has been subverting the ability of the world to work in you.
Qui a empêché le monde de marcher avec Dieu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe that God at this time,
et je crois que Dieu en ce moment,
wants to address that matter.
Il veut en finir avec cette histoire.
So that we can respond.
Pour que il aille notre réponse.
We can begin to come alive.
Nous amener pour nous voir animés.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, if you remember what happened when Jesus came to the grave of Lazarus.
Quand Jésus est venu à la tombe de Lazare.
Praise the name of the Lord. Lazarus is a type of you and me.
Lazarus represents toi et moi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Who is dead in sin and trespasses. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, he was dead for 4 days.
Il est mort pendant 4 jours. Il était mort pendant 4 jours.
You know, by the time the information came to Jesus,
quand la formation est arrivée à Jésus,
praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Lazarus was dead.
Lazare était déjà mort.
Jesus waited another 2 days.
Jésus a attendu tout encore 2 jours.
Before he began to move on that journey.
Quand il commençait son chemin vers.
By the time he arrived there,
en arrivant,
Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
Lazare était déjà mort pendant 4 jours.
Now that is a type of the story of God and man.
C'est ça l'histoire de Dieu et de l'homme.
When Adam fell,
quand Adam a chuté,
it took God 2,000 years.
Dieu a mis 2,000 ans.
Before he called the man Abraham.
Avant d'appeler Abraham.
Abraham is the father of the gospel.
Abraham est le père de l'évangile.
The gospel starts with Abraham.
L'évangile commence avec Abraham.
He is the father of faith.
Il est le père de la foi.
God there told him about a seed.
Dieu lui a osé lui parler de cette semence.
Through whom all the earth will be saved.
À travers lequel tout le monde sera sauvé.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now it took another 2 days.
Il a pris 2 jours encore.
Or 2,000 years.
Ou 2 années.
To come to Jesus. To come to Jesus Christ.
Pour nous amener Jésus Christ.
So by the time Jesus came,
quand Jésus est venu,
man had been dead for 4,000 years.
L'homme avait été mort pendant 4 000 ans.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus came to the grave.
Jésus est venu à la tombe.
And there was a stone rolled across this grave. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now this stone is not somewhere, it's right here in my heart. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's actually a hardness of heart. Now let me read the scripture, Acts chapter 28. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Acts chapter 28. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 27.
Verset 27.
I'm reading from the Amplified. Are we there? He says, for the heart, the under. Okay, let me just go a little before that. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. He says, go to this verse 26. It says, go to these people and say to them, you will hear, you will indeed hear and hear with your ears, but will not understand. And you will indeed look and look with your eyes, but will not see, not perceive, have knowledge of, or become acquainted with what you look at all. Praise the name of the Lord. For, because the heart, the understanding, the soul of these people has grown dull, stupid, hardened, and calloused. Praise the name of the Lord. And their ears are heavy and hard of hearing, and they have shut tight their eyes, so that they may not perceive and have knowledge and become acquainted with their ears and hear with their, sorry, with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their souls, and turn to me and be converted, that I may heal them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Va vers ce peuple et dis, vous entendrez de vos oreilles et vous ne comprenez point. Vous regarderez de vos yeux et vous ne verrez point. Car le cœur de ce peuple est devenu insensible. Ils ont endurci leurs oreilles et ils ont fermé leurs yeux. De peur qu'ils ne voient de leurs yeux, qu'ils ne entendent de leurs oreilles, qu'ils ne comprennent de leur cœur, qu'ils ne se convertissent et que
praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see a state in which the heart has become hardened. Man lost the power to grasp the life in the world.
L'homme a perdu la capacité de percevoir
la
vie dans la parole.
He lost the power to feel the feelings of God.
Il a perdu la capacité de sentir les sentiments de Dieu.
He could hear and hear and hear. Every day he's hearing the gospel.
Chaque jour, il entend l'évangile.
But he's not able to connect with the life.
Il n'arrive pas à connecter cet évangile avec ça.
That is in that gospel.
Qui est dans cet évangile.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, that's religion.
C'est ça la religion.
Praise the name of the Lord. So this was a situation, a sickness, a condition of the heart.
C'était une situation, une maladie, une condition du cœur.
It was like the heart. There was a stone on the heart.
C'est comme s'il y avait une grande pierre sur le cœur.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's a condition.
C'est une condition.
And it afflicts us to one extent or the other.
Et ça nous afflige.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So Jesus said, roll away the stone. Remove this barrier.
Enlève cette barrière.
Praise the name of the Lord. Enlève. Take it out.
Enlève cette barrière.
If it's not taken out,
si cette barrière n'est
I can stand here and be speaking.
Je peux rester ici et parler,
but the man inside will not hear.
L'homme qui est à l'intérieur ne va pas.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Enlève.
Now, because Jesus told his disciples that the hour is coming, and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man.
And
they which hear will live. Praise the name of the Lord. We are in a time when God will no longer speak in vain. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to begin to see that there's a power in the gospel. That the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. So something has to be done to take away that stone. To remove the barrier. It's actually a circumcision of the heart that will make the heart sensitive to the voice of God. That will make the heart responsive to the voice of God. So that you will now know that the gospel can change.
Comme ça, vous allez comprendre que l'évangile peut changer.
Somebody can stay here tonight and his whole life is transformed.
Quelqu'un peut rester ici ce soir et toute sa vie est transformée.
Because of what he hears.
À cause de ce qu'il entend.
Praise the name of the Lord. So the ears must be circumcised.
Les oreilles doivent être circoncis.
The eyes must be touched.
Les yeux doivent être touchés.
The heart.
Le cœur.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he said that the heart became calloused.
Le cœur est devenu endurci.
You know what it means to be calloused?
Vous comprenez?
You know, sometimes when you see people who do very heavy work with their hands, this place becomes really thick and heavy.
Leur paume devient très dure.
And is no longer sensitive.
Et ce n'est plus sensible.
Because a thick layer of dead skin has formed over it.
Une grande partie, une grande barrière de chair mort.
Praise the name of the Lord. You see, this kind of barrier also forms over the heart.
Cette sorte de barrière couvre le cœur aussi.
When the heart has been given over to the things of this world.
Si un cœur a été donné à ces choses de ce monde.
Because we have not been touching the things of God.
Parce qu'il n'avait pas touché l'habitude de toucher les choses de Dieu.
Certain layers of skin has come upon our in our heart.
Des couches de la chair qui couvrent nos cœurs.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now God is presently in the business of taking away that barrier.
Dieu est en train de faire.
So that the dead can hear the voice of the Son of Man. And so that, you see, when God begins to do this, you will find out that you will make spiritual progress. Quick progress. You know, he said, he shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. You will begin to find yourself trembling when the word of God is being preached. Because the electricity of the life of God is touching your destiny. That insulator on the heart has been taken out. And the current now begins to flow. You will find yourself vibrating when God is speaking. That's why God said, tremble at my word. God said, this is the man I'm looking at. The man who trembles. When God begins to speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We cannot remain unmoved. When the word of God begins to come. Because the covering over the heart has been taken out. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of the word of God begins to flow unto us. Praise the name of the Lord. So we read here that they took Jesus and brought him to a place called the place of the skull. The skull. Okay. The cranium. Say cranium. Eh? Praise God. Now, you know, the whole process that Jesus went through. Everything about the life of Jesus is prophetic. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything he did was prophetic. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a shadow of a process that God wants you to pass through. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, when you read the life of Jesus,
si tu lis l'histoire de la vie de Jésus,
it is a pattern for you.
C'est sorte de modèle pour
praise you. The name of the Lord. Mm. Because God is in the business of producing a son.
Parce que Dieu, dans ses habitudes, il doit produire les.
And so the Bible says he left us an example for us to follow.
Dieu, la Bible dit qu'il nous a laissé un exemple à suivre.
If we follow that example,
suivons cet exemple,
we'll also come to the place where he came.
Nous allons arriver là où il est arrivé.
That's what his life is all about.
C'est ça qui représente.
He came to set a pattern for sonship.
Il est venu montrer le modèle de fils.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So when we look at his experience with the cross,
nous considérons son expérience à la croix.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It is a journey that you and I must be on right now. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that journey terminates at a place. It's called the place of the skull. Every one of us must get to this point. Praise the name of the Lord, because it's a place in the spirit where something happens within your skull. Hallelujah. It's a place where judgment is set upon this mind. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8 that the natural mind is enmity against God. Praise the name of the Lord. It is not subject to the law of God. There is something within me that is not willing to submit to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Every time the word of God comes, something inside me begins to rise up, to fight, to contend, and to say, I will not be subject to this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that thing inside me is God's enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. So every tribulation that God is passing me through,
chaque tribulation que Dieu m'amène à traverser,
every chastening,
toutes sortes de problèmes,
every discipline,
toutes sortes de discipline,
is intended to bring a judgment
à l'objectif de juger
upon that enmity. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There is an enemy inside me. That is God's enemy. I am not God's enemy.
Je suis pas l'ennemi de Dieu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is something inside me that is fighting against God. And I have to decide on whose side I'm going to stand. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This is what this business is all about. And God has proposed that there is going to be a showdown at this place, which is in the spirit, and it is called the place of a skull. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something is going to die there. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Two things are going to happen. At that place, a man, myself,
moi.
Two things are going to happen. Either I am given over to darkness.
Soit je serai donné à la ténèbre.
Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Or that other man inside me is terminated.
Ou cet autre homme, l'ancien homme à moi sera exterminé.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point,
à ce moment,
something is going to happen. Now, you will notice that before this time, Israel made a choice.
Israel a fait un choix.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They took Jesus.
Ils ont pris Jésus.
You know, when the day Jesus came into Jerusalem,
le jour où Jésus est venu à Jérusalem,
praise the name of the Lord,
mm-hmm,
was the 10th day of the first month.
C'était le deuxième jour du premier mois.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the feast of Passover,
c'était la fête
de Pâques. In Exodus chapter 12,
en Exode 12,
we learn that you are to select a lamb.
Nous voyons qu'il fallait choisir un agneau.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You select a lamb.
Tu choisis un agneau.
Then, from the 10th day to the 14th day,
du 10e au 14e jour,
you keep that lamb.
Tu dois garder ce...
What are you doing with the lamb for 4 days?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais avec l'agneau pendant 4 jours?
You keep inspecting the lamb. Do you understand? For what now? Spots and blemishes. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, to make sure that this lamb is fit for sacrifice. Every one of us is being prepared by God to be offered. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is God's plan to present us blameless. Without spot. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as we are at this time, we are undergoing inspection. God is allowing situations to come our way. And he is seeing how we are responding to these situations. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When your brother offends you,
si ton frère t'offense,
and you decide to go and fight your brother,
tu décides d'aller le combattre,
you are failing the exam.
Tu tu échoues à l'examen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Don't tell me he did this, he did that, he did that. That's why I'm angry with him. Nobody is interested in what he did to you. What God is interested in is what you, how you are what now, responding.
Dieu est intéressé par ta réponse.
God will judge the person for what the person did to you.
Dieu va juger la personne
pour, but he will judge you for how you responded to it.
Pour comment tu as répondu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Comment tu as réagi?
I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. You know, so all these stories, you know, I'm not talking to him because he did that, 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 that. God is not interested.
Dieu n'est pas intéressé.
Praise the name of the Lord. It is because of this understanding that we can afford to forgive. You are not forgiving because of the person says sorry or not. You are forgiving because you are, you know, seeking to prepare yourself as an offering. When you come across a people who understand where they are heading to, praise the name of the Lord. Hello, let me explain that. So, on the 10th day, Jesus came into Jerusalem. He presented himself for inspection. Praise the name of the Lord. They took him to the high priest. And they began to ask him questions. They were inspecting him. Praise the name of the Lord. From there they took him to Herod. And Herod inspected him. From there they took him to Pilate. You know, people who were looking at it naturally, praise the name of the Lord, they thought, they were thinking, oh, this good man, why are they saying all these bad things about him? Why are they doing all these bad things to him? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only Jesus knew that he was being inspected. If he had began to curse all those people, he would have disqualified himself. His offering would not have been accepted before the Father. You and I would not have salvation today. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are you aware that the Bible says that the seed of Abraham, through the seed of Abraham, all the nations of the earth are going to be blessed? It is on the basis of this that you begin to realize that God is also preparing you as an offering. Praise the name of the Lord. Pontius Pilate examined him and said, I find no fault in this man. Praise the name of the Lord. I find no fault in him. I've examined him. Spirits are examining us today. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, the devil is allowed to test us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you pass through these situations you are passing through,
quand tu traverses les situations tu es en train de vivre,
God is putting you on the test.
Dieu est en train de te tenter.
God wants us to begin to see life beyond the natural.
Il veut que tu commences à voir la vie au-delà du naturel.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We don't look at individuals. We look at the spirits behind everything. Praise the name. Behind everything there is a spirit. If we're able to discern the spirit behind the thing, we will know how to respond to it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus could look at men who were crucifying him and he prayed for them. He prayed for them. Pilate said, don't you know I have power to kill you? Or to set you free? Jesus said, you don't have any power. You understand? Except what is given to you from above. He said that the person who handed you over to me, praise the name of the Lord, is the one who has more problems. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that helps us to begin to assess situations. You know, sometimes we are so much in the natural. We are fighting with one another. Everyone on this earth is an instrument that God will use to further his purpose in you.
pour atteindre son objectif.
When we begin to surrender our life to the Lord, when men plan evil against you, God turns it around for good. All things work together for good to them who love God. You see, my problem is not what this brother wants to do to me. So I will not waste time hating him. Hating him and doing damage to myself, not him. Praise the name of the Lord. So Jesus understood. So they were calling him all sorts of names. He did not say a word. Pilate marveled. He said, don't you hear all the accusations they are saying to you? You know, we want to explain to everybody. I'm not like that. You think I'm like this? I'm not like that. God wants to take us beyond all that. When this understanding begins to come to you, your fellowship will change. Your marriage will change. Everything about you will begin to change. Because you are no longer responding to your environment. You are now responding to the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, as they were there shouting at Jesus, they were not only men there. There were also spirits there. Praise the name of the Lord. Motivating them. You know, the Bible says that if the princes of this world had known better, praise, you see, when they were gathering their crowd, they felt we are winning. They didn't know they were falling into a trap. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes the enemy really plans bad for us. He thinks he is actually dealing with us. But God uses that same situation to work out something within our soul. Praise the name of the Lord. So that stops quarreling. If you understand this, you stop quarreling with everybody. Nobody can do you harm. They can only further the purpose of God for your life. You discover that your only problem is yourself. There is an enemy inside you. Discover that enemy and fight that enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, there are laws. The Bible calls them the pillars of the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. When we begin to understand them, we overcome the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever he tries to do against you, that law turns it to work for you. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, who can curse him whom God has blessed? Hallelujah. Amen. Every curse that Balaam put upon the children of Israel, it turned into a blessing. Why? Because there was an original blessing upon them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so this is what God wants to bring into our understanding. It changes everything. The fact that somebody says, I want to do you evil, doesn't mean that evil will come to you. What comes to you is what God has proposed for you. If you begin to walk with the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. That's why I say, bless them who curse you. Why must you be? Because they're actually working for you. Don't you understand? The Bible says even your afflictions is working for you. Are we together, brethren? The troubles you're passing through life, you know, people see it as a problem. But you see it, Paul said, I glory in tribulation and affliction. Why would he do that? Because he knew that these things were actually instruments working to bring forth a glory within him. So you don't look at anybody and say, this is my enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, there's a man, his name was Bill Britton. He wrote a book. And at the end of the last chapter, he wrote one full page, he said, to my beloved enemy.
Et puis la dernière page, il a écrit à mon ennemi.
He said, my enemy, I thank you.
Il a dit, mon ennemi, je te remercie.
You understand? Though you hate me,
malgré le fait que tu m'aimes,
and you have been walking, you know, saying evil things about me.
Tu as raconté toutes sortes de mauvaises choses sur moi.
About this ministry.
Sur cette ministère.
Telling all kinds of lies about me.
Racontant toutes sortes de mensonges sur moi.
But I want to thank you.
Je vais te remercier.
Because you have helped me more than I can even help myself.
Tu m'as aidé plus que je peux m'aider moi-même.
Do you understand? No man can crucify himself.
Un homme ne peut pas se crucifier.
Do you understand? Assuming you take a nail and crucify your leg and crucify your hand, you cannot crucify this one. It takes somebody else to put this final nail here. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody else must be used. And he said, see, my friends will not crucify me. You understand the point? My friends, it has to take somebody who really hates me.
Ça doit être quelqu'un qui te déteste,
or who imagines that he hates me.
Ou qui imagine qu'il te déteste.
Do you understand the point? He must do it with an evil intent.
Il doit avoir les mauvaises,
you know, the disciples will never have crucified Jesus Christ. The disciples, his disciples, would never have crucified him.
Jésus n'allait jamais, ne serait pas capable de crucifier.
Do you understand the point? He took somebody who thought he was doing him evil.
Quelqu'un qui pensait qu'il lui faisait mal.
To carry out the mandate. So Jesus said, Father, forgive them. For they don't know what they are doing. Praise the name of the Lord. If they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I really pray that God visits us with this understanding. Everything changes. Do you understand? You do not have, you see, the truth is that the Bible says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength. When you love God with all your heart and your strength, there is no energy left again to hate anybody. Praise the name of the Lord. There is no energy left to hate anybody. If I can hate somebody, it means that I'm using energy I'm supposed to use to love God. I'm wasting it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you really give God all the love, there is no energy again for any other emotion except what loving God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that God will find no fault in us. Praise the name of the Lord. So we are heading to the place of the skull.
Nous allons à ce lieu de la crainte.
He said, there they crucified him.
Il est écrit, on l'a crucifié à ce lieu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Something is going to be terminated in you and me.
Les choses doivent être terminées.
And it is going to be terminated at the place of the skull.
Il doit être terminé à ce lieu de la crainte.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is where we are heading to.
C'est là où nous sommes en train de...
You have an appointment on this mountain. I have an appointment there. The Lord says, Isaiah says, on this mountain, God will remove the covering. That veil that came upon man as a result of the fall, the veil will be taken out. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, what is the history behind this place? I think we should go to first Samuel chapter 17. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Start from verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shokoh, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Shokoh and Azekah in Ephes Damnin. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. Verse 4. And there went out a champion of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders, and the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and you servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we might fight together. Praise the name of the Lord. I read verse 16. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Les Philistins réunirent leurs armées pour faire la guerre, et ils se rassemblèrent à Soco, qui appartient à Juda. Ils campèrent entre Soco et Aseka à Ephesim. Saoul et les hommes d'Israël se rassemblèrent aussi. Ils campèrent dans la vallée de Kérébim, et ils se mirent en ordre de bataille contre les Philistins. Les Philistins étaient vers la montagne d'un côté, et Israël était vers la montagne de l'autre côté. La vallée les sépare. Un homme sortit alors du camp des Philistins et s'avança entre les deux armées. Il se nommait Goliath, il était de Gath, et il avait une taille de 6 coudées et un épaule. Sur sa tête était un casque d'airain, et il portait une cuirasse à écailles du poids de 5 000 sicles d'airain. Il avait aux jambes une armure d'airain et un javelot d'airain entre les épaules. Le bois de sa lance était comme un ensouple de tisserand et la lance faisait 800 cycles de fer. C'est très joli. Vous le serez assujetti et vous le servirez.
Verset
16. Le Philistin s'avança matin et soir et il se présenta pendant 40 jours. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm sure we are very familiar with this story. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the Philistines were very, they were neighbors of Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. By this time, you will not be hearing the Amalekites and the Hivites and the rest of them anymore. This Israel had entered into their land. Praise the name of the Lord. They had destroyed most of those nations. Praise the name of the Lord. Now they had problem with this particular tribe. Now, these people were a coastal dwelling people.
C'était les gens qui étaient sur la côte.
They were not originally from there.
N'étaient pas d'origine de cette.
But they came and settled there.
Mais ils sont venus habiter ici.
From the coast, they began to fight and push to acquire more land.
Ils ont commencé à repousser les autres pour acquérir beaucoup de terres.
And they were very warlike people.
C'était les gens qui avaient beaucoup de guerre.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now the Philistines had 5, major cities.
Les Philistins avaient 5 grandes cités.
Each of these cities had a lord or a king over it.
Chaque une de ces cités avait un roi qui le gérait.
There were 5 of them.
Ils étaient à 5.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Now these 5 cities,
ces 5 cités
represent the power of Philistia.
Représentaient la puissance de Philistia.
They had a peculiar form of government.
Ils avaient une sorte bizarre de gouvernement.
They had a high king.
Un roi.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, his title was Abimelech.
Et c'était Abimelech.
Just like Pharaoh was the title of the king of Israel, of Egypt.
Abimelech, comme Pharaoh, était le titre.
Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, each of those facets were independence.
Tous ces cinq cités étaient indépendants.
But yet they all, you know, work together.
Mais tous ils travaillent ensemble.
Now that represents the five senses that we have.
Ça représente les cinq sens que nous avons.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So the Philistine represents the natural carnal man.
Le Philistin représente les pensées naturelles charnelles.
That is seeking to dominate the inner man.
L'homme charnel qui fait tout pour dominer l'homme intérieur.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. It is that push so that man will become a creature ruled by the five senses.
Et vont amener l'homme à cet endroit où il sera sous la domination de ses cinq.
Instead of being ruled by the Spirit of God.
Au lieu d'être sous le contrôle de l'Esprit de Dieu.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So, in my life,
dans ma vie,
in the church,
dans l'église,
it speaks about this carnal part of us.
Il s'agit de cette partie
that wants to control the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, you come to fellowship, you understand, and my personality begins to push forward.
À se lever.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And wants to take hold and subdue the Spirit. So just put it under, have control over it. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is the battle. And a lot of times is a ding-dong battle. So you notice that the moment David became king, immediately they heard it. They moved in. The plan was to bring David also under their control. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
David was a king that broke the power of the Philistines.
C'est David qui a brisé le pouvoir des Philistins.
Because David was a man who sought the Lord in all things.
Parce que c'est lui qui cherchait Dieu dans tout.
Lord, should I do this?
Dieu, est-ce que je dois
should
faire?
I do that?
Est-ce que je dois toucher?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
David was a man who believed that God says, I will make you king.
Il croyait que si Dieu dit qu'il va te mettre
tout. You don't have to rubbish for Ronald.
Tu ne dois pas insulter le frère Ronald.
To become more prominent in fellowship.
De devenir beaucoup plus visible dans l'assemblée.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Saul was king.
Saul était roi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God said, David, you are now king.
Dieu a dit, David, tu es roi.
Saul was still alive.
Saul était.
Saul was still ruling. Now, under normal circumstances, I would have started trying to undermine Saul.
David aurait pu commencer à ignorer Saul.
I would even try to kill Saul.
Même à le tuer.
So that the word of the Lord will come to pass.
Et que la parole de Dieu s'accomplisse.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask me, I would tell you, I'm fighting. The Lord said I am now king. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the things of God are not done with the power of man.
Les choses de Dieu ne sont pas accomplies par le pouvoir de l'homme.
A lot of the fightings in the fellowship,
une grande partie des contentions dans les communions,
is simply the war of the Philistines.
C'est les batailles, les combats des Philistins.
You see, when Israel came out of Egypt,
quand Israël est sorti de l'Égypte,
you understand, there was a shorter way to the promised land.
Il y avait une route très courte, un chemin très court pour arriver au temple.
But it would have been through the land of the Philistines.
Mais cette terre allait mener à travers la terre, il serait obligé de traverser la terre des Philistines.
God said, I don't want him to go that way.
Dieu a dit, je ne veux pas qu'ils aillent là-bas.
And even today, God does not want us to go through that world of the Philistines.
Dieu ne veut pas ces raccourcis qui va là où nous aurons les Philistines.
He says, if these people go through that way,
il a compris, si ces gens partent,
and they see this war,
et voir cette guerre,
they will go back to Egypt.
Ils vont rentrer en Égypte.
In a lot of times, brethren come to our fellowship,
plusieurs fois, les biens et les biens,
and they see fighting.
Et quand ils voient que
they see quarreling. They see gossip, backbiting.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I'm not coming again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the war of the Philistines. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God says, Israel, don't go that way. There's another way I want to go through.
Oh.
It's a longer way.
Long.
But it is my way. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This longer way,
the long chemin,
is the way of the cross.
C'est le chemin de la croix.
So the Philistines, are enemies of the cross.
Sont les ennemis de la croix.
Everything about them,
tout ce qui les concerne,
speaks about the flesh,
et charnel,
the way of the flesh, and the way of man, and the way of the natural senses. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, there is something peculiar about their battle. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 31, praise the name of the Lord, when they killed
Saul,
they cut off his head. Yes, praise the name of the Lord. Chapter 1 Samuel 31.
1 Samuel chapter 31.
Praise the Lord. Let's look at that from verse 1. Now the Philistines, are we there? The Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before them and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Philistines pursued Saul and his sons, and slew Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's sons. The battle went heavily against Saul, and the archers severely wounded him. Praise the name of the Lord. Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through, lest this uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse and mock me." But his armor bearer would not, for he was terrified. So Saul took a sword and fell upon it. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, let me read here a little before I continue. You can read this.
Les Philistins livrèrent bataille à Israël, et les hommes d'Israël prirent la fuite devant les Philistins et tombèrent morts sur la montagne de Gilboa. Les Philistins poursuivirent Saul et ses fils, et tuèrent Jonathan, Abinadab et Malchishua, fils de Saul. L'effort du combat porta sur Saul, les archers l'atteignirent et le blessèrent grièvement. Saul dit alors à celui qui portait ses armes, « Tire ton épée et mon transperce, de peur que ces incirconcis ne viennent me percer et me faire subir les outrages. » Celui qui portait ses armes ne voulait pas, car il était saisi de crainte. Et Saul prit son épée et se jeta dessus.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Alléluia. The Philistines fought against Saul and the men of Israel. Hallelujah. Mm. You know, then when these battles take place in a fellowship, a lot of people don't understand that it's a battle. You come into a place and you have little, everybody's in their own camp. This person said this about me. That person said that about me.
It's 8 minutes to eight.
8 minutes to 8. Okay, praise God. Mm-hmm. We will take what we can take. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. This person said this. That person said that. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, when we allow that to dominate our fellowship and dominate our lives, then the Philistines are having the upper hand in the battle. Praise the name of the Lord. And many will be slain. Praise the name of the Lord. Some will lose interest in fellowship. Some will come to fellowship and just stay on their own. You know, I will just stay on my own. I finish fellowship, I just go. You know, that's not fellowship. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You have been wounded. You have been slain. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
David said that the beauty of Israel has been slain upon the high places. What is the beauty of Israel? You know, the Bible said that Zion is the perfection of beauty.
La Bible dit que Sion est la perfection de la beauté.
The beauty of Israel is love.
La beauté d'Israël, c'est l'amour.
Hallelujah. He said, "By this shall men know that you are my disciples."
Jésus a dit, par cet amour, les gens connaîtront.
When you have love one for another.
Si vous avez l'amour les uns pour les autres.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm. You see, the beauty can be slain.
La beauté peut être détruite.
And you see, we still come for fellowship.
Nous allons toujours continuer de
se réunir. But you know, the Philistines have actually slain us.
Mais les Philistins nous ont déjà éliminés.
So we have hearts offenses.
Nous avons des offenses.
You know,
des cœurs offenses.
And all kinds of situations.
Toutes sortes de situations.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
David must arise.
David doit se lever.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The solution to the Philistines is David.
La solution des Philistins, c'est David.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
David said, "The Lord is my shepherd.
David a dit, le Seigneur, l'Éternel est mon berger.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord is my shepherd.
L'Éternel est mon berger.
He understood that.
Il a compris.
When I come here,
quand je viens ici,
you understand, we come so that all of us will submit to Christ.
Pour que nous tous nous soumettons à Christ.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It is the life of the Spirit.
C'est la vie de l'Esprit.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It is the love of Christ.
C'est l'amour de Christ
ruling in the midst of his people. When men begin to see it,
quand les hommes commencent à le voir,
they will draw near.
Ils vont
this voir. Fellowship begin to grow again.
Et puis, c'est
the life of God will come back.
You
will begin to enjoy fellowship.
Vous allez commencer à aimer la
fellowship was given for enjoyment.
La communion a été donnée pour
it's just like marriage. Praise the name of the Lord. Relationship is giving. You see, that's how God, the love of Christ is expressed.
C'est comme ça que l'amour de Dieu est exprimé.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Saul perished.
Saul a péri
because he lived by the sword.
Parce qu'il a vécu par les...
If you don't agree with Saul,
si tu n'étais pas d'accord avec lui,
he will bring out one javelin.
Il prenait son javelot.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
What he did not know
ce qu'il n'a pas compris,
was that he was actually digging his own grave.
C'est qu'il était en train de creuser son corps.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God will help us.
Dieu va nous aider
to be careful what we say.
De faire attention à ce que nous.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because you see, Saul,
parce que Saul
was actually slain by the Philistines.
A été tué par les Philistins.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says the archers wounded him.
La parole dit qu'il a été blessé par les archers.
Now, who are the archers?
Qui sont les archers?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
There's one place where this thing is used in Genesis chapter 49.
En Genèse 45, on a utilisé ce...
Jacob said about Joseph.
Jacob a dit sur lui
that the archers sorely wounded Joseph.
Il a dit que les archers ont grièvement blessé Joseph.
It was the things that his brethren did to him.
C'était des choses que ses frères lui ont fait.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The archers were his brothers. They think the worst.
C'était ses propres frères.
They look at that dreamer.
Hey,
let him come today. Do you understand the point? We will kill him. We will see what will become of his dreams. You see, the archers are actually spirits. The Bible says that we should have the shield of faith.
La parole de Dieu demande de porter toujours
le
bouclier de la foi.
So that we can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy.
Pour pouvoir nous protéger de toutes les flèches de l'ennemi.
When we have the shield of faith,
quand nous avons le bouclier de la foi,
if I hear other brothers or sisters say something against me,
donc peut-être faire raconter des choses sur moi,
I will do what now? I will raise up the shield. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That thing will not come penetrate. These are fiery arrows with fire. When they get into your heart, it begins to burn. Pain.
La douleur.
Resentment.
La haine.
Bitterness.
La vertu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The archers wounded Joseph.
Les archers ont vraiment blessé Joseph.
But his bow abode in strength.
Mais
his bow, his, you know, his spiritual capacity, he was strong. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So that by the time God restored Joseph,
quand Dieu l'a restauré,
he was not bitter against his brethren. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I pray that God will heal us.
Que Dieu va nous guérir.
Whatever has happened yesterday,
tout ce qui s'est passé hier,
God help me to put it aside.
Aidez-moi.
When Joseph's brethren came to him,
quand les frères de Joseph sont...
they were saying, ah, Joseph will remember what you did to him yesterday.
Ils ont dit, ah, Joseph, il va se souvenir de ce que nous avons fait.
God had worked upon his heart.
Dieu avait déjà.
May God work upon our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. The things they did to Joseph,
les choses qu'ils ont fait à Joseph
was what God used to bring Joseph to where God wanted to put him.
Ce sont les choses qui ont amené Joseph là où Dieu voulait l'amener.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When Joseph was being carried into Egypt,
quand Joseph était en train d'être livré à Egypte,
he thought that was it was all over.
Il pensait que c'était fini.
But it was his enemies who paid his transport fare into Egypt.
Et ce sont les ennemis qui ont payé son transport à Egypte.
Where he had an appointment with God.
Il avait un rendez-vous avec Dieu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saul died.
Saul est mort.
Because he was every day, he was always chasing Joseph. Chasing David.
Il a passé son temps à chasser David.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, let me see if I can close with this. I don't know who can finish this. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. And praise the name of the Lord. Okay, verse 7 says, and when the men of Israel on the other side of the valley and beyond the Jordan saw that the Israelites had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gibeah. They cut off Saul's head, stripped off his armor, and sent them round about the land of the Philistines to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. And they put Saul's armor in the house of the Ashtaroth, the idols. And they fastened his body to the wall of Bashan. Bashan means house of the serpent. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Puis ils firent annoncer ces bonnes nouvelles pour partout le pays des Philistins, dans les maisons de leurs idoles et parmi le peuple. Ils mirent les armes de Saül dans la maison à Astarté, et ils attachèrent son cadavre sur le mur de Beth-Shan.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, what the Philistines do when they kill you is they cut off your head. The head speaks about fellowship with Christ.
La tête signifie la communion avec Christ.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It speaks about our relationship with the head.
La tête, ça signifie notre relation avec la tête.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, so when there is strife and contention, fellowship is cut off.
La communion est.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John said, our fellowship is with the Father.
Jean a dit que notre communion
and with one another.
Le Père et avec les uns et les
the Philistines want to disconnect it. When we are disconnected from one another, we are also disconnected from the head.
De la tête.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you love, say you love God,
si tu aimes Dieu,
and you do not love your brother,
et tu n'aimes pas ton frère,
it doesn't make any sense. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so this war of the Philistines, hallelujah,
Amen,
is a very terrible war.
C'est une terre très méchante.
Praise the name of the Lord. And God wants to raise a David.
Et Dieu veut lever
that will judge the Philistines. See, Goliath is the representation of Philistia. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I trust God that maybe next time we will talk about the other part of the picture. I believe that God is speaking about relationship and how the enemy has succeeded in breaking down relationships and how God wants to restore. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How God wants to restore. Now I will just conclude by saying this. The name Golgotha is taken from the name Goliath of Gath. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Good.
Okay.
Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Huh? The name Golgotha is taken from the word Goliath of Gath. Of Gath. Okay. You see, when David killed Goliath.
Quand David tue Goliath.
Praise the name of the Lord. He stripped him of his armor.
Il a pris ses armes.
He cut off his head.
Il a égorgé.
He took the head to Jerusalem.
Il a mis la tête à Jérusalem.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Jewish rabbis told us that he took it and went to a hill and buried it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And you see, when God wanted to judge,
et quand Dieu voulait juger,
he went to that same place.
Il est allé à son même endroit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
On that same hill,
sur sur cette même montagne.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Where this head was,
là où la tête était,
there was where the cross was put.
C'est là où on a mis la croix.
So God executed the judgment.
Dieu a exécuté le jugement
upon this mind that will not submit to God.
Qui ne va pas se soumettre à Dieu.
This natural mind,
cette pensée charnelle,
that is enmity against God.
Qui est ennemité avec Dieu.
God executed the judgment.
Dieu a jugé
upon the five senses.
Sur les cinq sens.
Upon the five laws of the Philistines. Goliath said, if you overcome me, the whole of Philistia will submit to you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So God is bringing a judgment. If the Lord gives us opportunity, we'll look at that. God bless you all.
Amen.
I just wanted to add just two words about something practical. Are we starting the fellowship?
Asking for clarification.
Okay. What was the question?
We should just ask you about that clarification
of
Goliath or that and the water. Is that about the head between the head of Goliath and the cross at that same spot?
Yes. Yes. Where they buried his head. It was not only the head of Goliath that was buried there. It was a place where they buried, bodies. So that was a place where they bury people. You understand? So that's where they put the cross. And barely. So in the spirit, it speaks about the judgment of the carnal mind. And that is what I want to talk about. Because when you hear a message like this, it's good. But there are practical steps to take. When the Bible says the word of God converts the soul. And remember, this soul is the inward man that is in prison by the flesh. The Philistines is a picture of this experience of the bondage of the man living within you, that in one mind is bound. So the Bible says that the word of God converts the soul, in other words, sets that man free. Okay. And we know that this nature is a nature of darkness. And the scripture says in Psalms that the entrance of the word of God brings light. Okay, so there must be a practical change. In the way we bring the word of God into the soul. In other words, the scripture speaks about the circumcision. Something that makes this heart that is hardened makes it soft. Hardened, Remember, you read the scripture in Acts where it says that the heart is hardened. The scripture gives us a practical way of dealing with it. It says when you take old wine skin. old wineskin. It's like flesh, it's like the heart, it represents the heart. So he says, you take it and you soak it in water. You soak it in water, and the water gets into the fabric of that old wineskin. And that water is the word. It is the word. You know, so it's good. We can come and preach and go. And you are wondering, oh, beautiful revelation. But you have a responsibility to soak your heart, your mind, with the word of God. Okay, and so that is the shoe bread. That is, in the tabernacle, you have the shoe bread. That is the word. Now, that word is not just, it's not just the letter that's written. It's a spirit. And it is a person. It's a living spiritual personality. And that personality is Christ. Okay. Now, they don't stop there. They bring out the vessel, that skin, and then they now soak it in oil also. So you soak it in water and in oil. And so the combination of water and oil restores freshness of the old wineskin. And they will, you know, they use something to beat it. So that is the processing you talked about. That's why you need fellowship. You need somebody to step on you, and you know, somebody to hurt you. You have to learn to forgive. You have to learn to, you know. So that is the processing of the heart. And the Bible calls it the circumcision of the heart. So you must change your lifestyle. Instead of spending your time, you know, on WhatsApp, internet, film, dancing around, that is the head of Saul in the house of Ashtaroth. Pleasure. Beshem means pleasure. And that's where the mind of, you see, the young people, everybody has a phone. What are they doing? They're not looking at picture, texting. The head is in the house of pleasure. The mind is a carnal mind. Now, the word of God is the only thing that can behead, cut off that head, take away the head of carnality. Because the soul is ruled by darkness. Darkness is the head. And as long as darkness is the head of my soul, Christ cannot be the head. There must be one head. And so you choose who will be the ruler of the soul, of the inward man. And the head is where you have your eyes, your ears, the senses, and the head. So darkness has blinded that carnal mind. You cannot see the plan of God for your life. Okay, we're talking about the plan of God for your life. You can't see it unless it's beheaded. And you receive the mind of Christ, a new head of Christ. Then the eyes of your understanding, you cannot see the plan of God for your life. You can see the plan of God for your church, for the church in Goma, the plan of God for the fellowship. You can begin to hear the voice of God speaking to you directly. You can begin to, you know, you can sense, you can feel the presence of God in the things of God. You know the things God, where God is, and where the key is a knife. Is the sword of the word of God, the key. Is the sword of the word of God to cut off that that covering, that influence, you know, the influence that comes upon you, that makes you, it's a covering. But the word of God can circumcise it, take it out. So he told them, when they came out of Egypt, into the wilderness, but you need to leave the wilderness and enter the promised land.
Right?
And to go through, they say, make sharp knives. He told Joshua, make sharp knives and circumcise them. The sharp knife is the revelation of the word of God. Yes, there's a ministry that comes, it's good. You know, when you listen to a word like this, you receive it. It's not enough. You need to go to God. And God will begin to circumcise your heart. He will begin to reveal, speak. He will speak direct to your circumstances. You know? So this strong man that he talked about within must be slain. And that slaying is crucifixion. Is to be crucified. It is a slow death. It's a slow death. Every day, every minute. You know, so what has happened, you know, is just a boost for you. Okay? It cannot be everything. You must, I must every day take up my cross. Do you understand? Every day you must take up your cross and die on it. You understand? So he says, Paul says, I die daily. So I'm speaking about your lifestyle. There must be something in you that changes. You must offer this present lifestyle where 2-3 days you have not even read your scriptures. That's not life. That's not. That inward man is growing strong, becoming harder. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So you might find a fellowship one day, you know, is not enough. So coming to fellowship is not because you want to please somebody, it's because you want to slay this inward man. You want to kill it and kill it properly. Amen. So it says the entrance of your word brings life. Let me give you a personal testimony. I used to find it very difficult to read the scriptures. I was struggling. You know, so I'm not telling you that I have overcome, you know. I have my issues. But I can share my testimony with you. You know? So somebody shared, you know, talked about how to read the Bible. 5 chapters. In fact, he said, look, you can read 8 chapters of the scriptures every day. I said it was impossible. Because I'm so busy, I have to do this. I said impossible. That's okay. I made up my mind. I said, okay, I will start with reading the Psalms. 5 Psalms a day. So in a month, the 150, you know, 30 times 5, isn't it 150? Okay. So if you take 5 Psalms every day, in 1 month, it's gone. And the Psalms are the deepest part of the Bible. You can never know God unless you go to the Psalms.
Not for sure.
Ce n'est pas know God unless you are in the Psalms.
Not for sure.
Because that is the Psalms that tell you about the personality of God. Who God is. Where he came from. Where God is going to. His power. His strength. The way he walks is there in the Psalms. Amen. It's inspirational. It opens your heart, opens your mind to the heavens. You understand? You know? So when you feel discouraged, it's in the Psalms. Cancer, it's in the Psalms. If you want to be wise, it's in the Psalms.
Okay?
You have Proverbs, one chapter of Proverbs every day.
It's
31. Amen. That's the 6th chapter, isn't it? Okay, then there's, you know, then I devised a method of reading the Old Testament. So I read 2 chapters in the Old Testament a day. Then I have a plan of reading 1 chapter of Psalm of the New Testament a day. So that is 9 chapters. I can tell you When I started, it was difficult.
Quand j'ai commencé, c'était...
Sometimes I leave about, I read today, the next 4 or 5 days, I've not done anything.
Mais des fois, je lis, mais
so what it means is that
jours,
I have arrears.
So
if I've missed 5 days, it's 5 times 25. Mais 5 times 5 is 25. Now, if I have five days of sound to catch up, I must go to work. I come back from work. Television is off. I must switch it off. Because I have to do my 5 days. I must catch up. So, very soon the TV will be off because no time for TV. So it's not to say I will not watch television. So it's to change your appetite. The appetite of this man, this carnal, ungodly man living here. It's not a resolution. Say from today I will change. No, you don't change. This is the word of God that changes this man. And if you do not read that word, if the word doesn't go and circumcise that man, that man will not change. You will not have a change. You will every day say, oh, I want to change, I want to change, I want to change. It's like, I want to pray, I want to pray. You must pray. It's when you start praying that you have the benefit of praying. Amen. And not just to read the scriptures, as you read the scriptures, you are praying for yourself. And what it does is that I find that God began to renew my mind. My mind began to be sharper. Suddenly I saw a strength. That now, honestly, it is a habit for me. If you give me 2 hours, I'm through with the 9 chapters. 2 hours. Before, it used to take me about 4 or 5 days to just, I was struggling. When I read 2 or 3 chapters, I'm so tired. Oh my God. I'm struggling. It's called buying oil. You must put oil in that inward man. If you like, speak all the grammar you want, you must go and buy the oil. Nobody can buy the oil for you. You must fight. It is a fight of death. Because if you don't win, you are finished. And the devil knows. That inward man knows. That every day as you bring the sword of the world, and your Bible says when you go to the world, it's like a mirror, isn't it? You begin to find out the darkness in you, and as you are responding to God, you see a light is coming in, and your mind begins to awake, to arise. You know, the things of God become sweeter. You understand? You know, so it's a testimony I'm giving to you. I'm not telling you, I'm telling you my own. Personal. And with time, I began to see that the things that I used to have very strong, I see them gradually breaking. So, like he's saying, when the word begins to come in, you won't have time to say, brother or no brother. Somebody greeted me, they didn't greet me. It's not important. You understand? And then your commitment to God will be 100%. So, when you are doing the things of God, it's not because you are doing it to please somebody or you want to come to fellowship. No. You know it is life. You know? Daniel was very busy. Some of us are busy here. We are working for UN. We are doing this. Daniel was a high government official. Think about it. 3 times in a day. 3 times in a day. He will make time. God said he will open the windows of his house to go to Jerusalem. You know what that means? The window of his house is your mind. The mind is the entrance, is the front door of the soul. Amen. The mind is the front door of the soul. You know, and so he will open the doors. So it's a challenge I want to give you. Make up your mind from today. I will open my mind to God. Yeah. I open my mind to God. And you will, and if we, by the time we come back, you will give the testimony. See, I will open my mind to heaven. Let heaven come into my soul. The real man is the man inside your soul.
Le vrai homme est à l'intérieur de ton âme.
The eyes of your person is the eyes of your mind.
Et les yeux de ta personne, c'est les yeux de.
For a long time, we have reversed the order.
Et il y a longtemps, on a.
The devil has reversed the order.
Le diable a changé.
And we think it's this man, this natural man, that is the man.
Et nous pensons que c'est cet homme.
We feed the man. We spend so much time. But we have little time for the inward man. Has it eaten anything?
Nous avons très peu de temps pour l'homme intérieur.
The soul feeds on energy, light.
L'âme se nourrit de l'énergie.
And that light
de vie, de la lumière.
Is the revealed word.
C'est la parole révélée.
Amen. And you must do something in your life to bring light in.
Et tu dois faire quelque chose dans ta vie.
And that's what is going to slay that in your mind. That giant, that Goliath, is the word, the sword of the spirit that will slay that man.
Et ce Goliath, c'est l'esprit qui doit être abattu.
Praise God.
The sword, the word. C'est la paix et la parole et l'esprit qui va être.
So the Bible says the word is the sword of the spirit.
La parole de Dieu déjà que
l'esprit.
Yes. So the sword that you need. Is the one God gives to you. It is revealed the word of God to you. Yes, I can preach to you.
Je peux vous prêcher.
Somebody can share. That is good. A measure of life.
Quelqu'un peut vous prêcher et
but you bien. Must hear from God direct.
Mais vous pouvez entendre de Dieu.
And that is the oil that works this change within the soul. You know. So as that life begins to come. You see that your mind rises. Your mind rises. Your appetite rises. The way you feel begins to rise. Even your will to focus on the things of God also begins to rise. So you will see, you will leave all these kind of, you know, business, and then you see their mind rising, so, and you begin to operate constantly on a higher frequency. So it's a practical thing, and that's why when Jesus came, it was the life of the inward man that was manifested and ruling the physical laws of life. So it was the supernatural that became a normal life for him. But for us, it is the physical that is normal.
You understand?
And that is the conversion of the soul. And the instrument is the word of God. The word of God, it converted the soul. And Jesus is the word of God.
Yes, the person.
And that word was made flesh. That word can be made flesh in me also. You know, like he was saying, I have to determine to engage the word of God. I have to make friends with the word. I have to respond to the word. I have to love the word. I have to use money, dollar, and invest in the word of God. In the ones to hear, good Bible, study things. That's an investment. You know, you invest to bring life to the inward man. Amen. So it must cost us something. And when God sees that you are serious, he will come to you.
He
draw close to me, and I will draw close to you. So a man who is not serious, God did not cast precious things to you.
You don't
need it. But if you are hungry for it,
He
will come to you.
Dieu va te donner.
Amen. So I think we have to close because it's already 8:30. I just wanted to bring in that practical aspect. You know? So it's a challenge.
C'est un défi.
Hopefully, when we come back, we will. Let's see if we can get a testimony of changed lives.
You
can spend 6 hours in the Word of God. And you say, come, you say, you don't want to leave. Because it's an explosion. It's an explosion. You say, oh, you read this scripture. You say, I've read it before, but you have seen things different. Because the Word of God is living. Amen.
Amen.
So that is the reality that the church is coming at.
De la
parole. Read about a man who, as he knelt down, he found himself in Rome. God is still translating people now. It's not only a Philip, it's not stopping. It's happening now. So there is nothing. Yeah? The same God. So I told the brethren, Jesus Christ the same.
Yes.
Today and tomorrow, it hasn't changed. I am the one that is lazy and
prayerless.
I have no more excuse. I say, God, change me. Let this Christ come within me. Let it arise. Amen. We didn't have time to get into that, but it's not important. What is important is that God is telling us we must bring out the knife. Say, God, slay this man that is with him.
You know?
And when that man is slain, the Christ will come
forth.
One man must come out alive. Either Christ or Goliath. Amen. One, there can only be one champion in this soul, in this body. Christ or Goliath. Christ comes in as a seed. You must grow to become a mighty giant. But you must bring energy. You must feed the soul. So if you don't feed the soul, you don't bring in the word, you don't bring in the spirit, anywhere the word goes, the spirit will go with it. That's the law. Anywhere the word goes, the spirit will go with it. Anywhere the spirit goes, the word will go with it. So the two, they work together. The lampstand and the shewbread. You know? So, and that's what shows that you have come out of the outer court. The lamb, table of shewbread. So it means that you have come out of the outer court. You understand? It's not to draw it on the board. It's a life. It's a life where the mind of Christ begins to feed and nourish you, and the spirit of Christ begins to oil and anoint your soul. It's a lifestyle. But see, to come there must be a price. Okay, and that is brazen liver, that place of consecration. There must be a consecration. There must be a separation. There must be a determination. That is the ingredient God needs. You say, yes, this man, this fellowship, they are serious. And God will pour out Himself upon you. And He will lift you out of the outer court. The outer court is a place of quarreling, division, strife, contention. You understand? So to leave that place and come into the realm of the Spirit, you must come to Christ. Because Christ is one that baptizes into the Spirit. You understand? So you must look unto Christ. Not to an individual, not to an idea, not to fellowship. I want God. I want God. I want God. I'm looking unto Christ. He opens the door for you to come. You understand? And it has no language. Whether you're in Goma, whether you're in the condition you're in. So I think that's what God is saying, you know, to us, to encourage us. As it is now, our program have changed. So we don't even know what's going to happen. If we come back on Friday, we are going to have we don't know what's going to happen. We have to discuss it this night, you know, because we are not able to change our flight. So things, you know. So I don't know if this is the last meeting, so I don't know what it will be, but we'll have to discuss. But I believe that there is an energy that has been released. That's a strength. So we can respond to it and run with it. Amen. Praise God.
I have a problem that I should lay down according to the word of God that was being delivered here.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember the first time that I there was preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I
go in French?
Go in French,
then I go in
English. Je me souviens le tout premier jour où le frère Hébert nous a prêché de Esaïe.
I remember the first time that I did talk to us about Isaiah. Isaiah 55.
Il a